Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Shalom, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off, the, well, nerd-centric podcast of the Blackout Test Premium selection of podcasts. Today's show is obviously a very special one, like they all are. It's episode 18. There's 18 of these now.
Oh, we grown.
Mm-hmm. As you can tell, I am joined by a couple of people that have been on the show. One person who has not been on the Nerd Off yet. First of all, it's the nerd, non-nerd, nerd of the show, Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing out there?
Good. I appreciate you coming back on the show that you are angry and upset whenever you don't make it on.
I am.
But somehow remain to not be a nerd.
I ain't.
Right. Okay. And then we also have a couple gentlemen that, you know, Jay, can you just do the introduction for you and your homie?
All right, we'll do. So obviously I'm Jay. Sitting behind me is Micah.
Hey.
We are the founding members of the Nerdpocalypse podcast network. Obviously the Nerdpocalypse is our flag show. We've been on your other shows. We were on The Black Guy Who Tips as Black on Black Cinema, which is Micah and I and two other people. And we have a video game podcast called Dense Pixels, and God, we have so many podcasts at this point. So we got a number of stuff. So thenerdpocalypse.com.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much, Jay and Micah, for being on the show, man. I'm very excited, to have you guys on. I thought this was going to happen in a week or so, but I fucked up my timing. And we're not having a show like next week, so I'm really glad you guys made it this week.
Oh, yeah, man, no worries.
Thanks for having us, man.
That would have been awkward. Hey, yes, Karen.
They said they're getting the echo.
They're getting the echo. Oh, I got it. No, should be no echo in the chat anymore. All right. So, first things first, man, as we start off every single episode of the, Nerd Off, I have to go around the room and ask everybody what they've been playing. Karen, what have you been playing?
Right now, I've been singly focusing on just playing Blue Dragon, and I have really been enjoying playing it. I'm kind of, I don't want to say a conundrum, but I'm trying to figure out how do I want to do it this time, because you like level up your people. So I'm trying to figure out, do I want them all to level up the same? Would like they all have the same capabilities? Do I want to just, you know, have a one healer, one strength man, one meditator, and things like that? So right now I'm like, we'll get somebody so high and then like I'll have somebody get to 10, then I'll raise another one to 10, then I'll raise another one to 10. So I'm trying to figure out what way I want to do it, because once you get further on the game, I've realized since I put it before, it would have been convenient for everybody to have certain things. So that's why I'm trying to debate on what I want to do. I might say, fuck it and just do what I did last time. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. All right. And anything you've been watching, nerd wise, TV or anything?
No, only thing I've been watching, and it's not really nerd, is the girly thing, The Voice.
Okay, all right. Well, you're right. That is not nerdy, so let's not talk about that. what about you, Jay, man? What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
I've been doing, I've been trying to get as much GTA 5 in, man, just like last time, before October 1st, so I don't get shot in the face too many times. But that's probably going to happen anyway.
Yep.
thank you. Been doing that. And what I've been watching? Just Breaking Bad. Just trying to marathon this shit. Also, I've just been reading. Do you guys read Scott Snyder's The Wake? Have you ever read that?
I just started downloading that illegally. But I have not actually read any yet. But I just started downloading it.
Dude, that it is a fucking awesome series. I think it's only 4 books in now, but it's really good. But I've been reading that and some other stuff, but that's pretty much it. Just, you know, Breaking Bad and GTA 5. Just the criminal life. That's all I've been doing. All
right, cool, man. What about you, Micah, man? What you been playing? What you been watching?
Like everybody, I've been playing GTA 5, you know, trying to hurry up and beat this thing before October 1st so that I can be the one to shoot Jay in the face.
Thank you.
I also been playing, look, I'm a big nerd, all right? Don't judge me. I've been playing Final Fantasy 14.
Okay.
the MMO. I'm kind of addicted to it. Like, I've taken a couple of days off work to play it every now and again.
Sick days?
Sick days. But I'm playing that. And, man, you want to talk about marathon and Breaking Bad? I started Breaking Bad, I don't know, maybe like a month ago, off and on. And then when it finally started kicking in high gear, mm-hmm. I kept watching it and kept watching it and kept watching it. And now I got 8 more episodes, and then I'll be caught up for Sunday. So that's what I'm doing right after this.
You and Roger go on the same drugs, because that's what he did. Like, he, like, within, like, a month, he had watched, like, all the season. He literally, like, the season to the next finale started, he was actually on spot, but he didn't get to watch it because he was doing something else. But so tonight, he'll actually get to watch the season.
Tomorrow night,
I'm sorry. He get to actually watch the season finale with everybody else, and he literally marathoned it. It, you know, and it's funny, though, when he does that, because all of a sudden, all I hear is, like, the theme music of that. All I hear is, like, the theme music of Buffy, the theme music of Angel. Like, all these shows he's been watching, I, like, know when he's watching it because I just hear the theme music dancing in my head.
Yeah. I've watched. That's basically, I got caught all the way up on Breaking Bad last week. And same thing. Watched it all in, like, a month or so and just really went hard. Really good show, man. Going to be crazy to see how they, you know, how they end it. I won't spoil anything for anybody. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 like everybody else. Man, it just feels like it might be the best game ever.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
I don't throw that term around loosely. It really has that, like, epic, I can't believe, like, that feeling of, I can't believe a video game can do all this.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah.
It's the little thing. It's the little details that really make this game shine for me. Like, I don't know if you guys have done this, but look, I frequent the strip club a lot, and when I'm in Franklin, I'll go in there, and all of a sudden, I overheard this dude say, I wish somebody would roll up on me for wearing a hoodie, and I'm like, oh, shit, is that a fucking Trayvon Martin reference in Grand Theft Auto 5? Like, yeah, seriously? Yeah.
Awesome. Today, I was listening to the, I don't know if everybody's noticed yet or not, but when you go out to the outskirts of the city, the radio station selection changes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, when you leave a city and go to the, you know, to the country, a lot of times the radio, you know, all of a sudden it's local stations, it's less hip hop and all that stuff. Well, I was listening to a country station. One, Danny McBride has a show on there. Yeah. that shit was hilarious. And then there was a spoof on Paula Deen and, like, Britney Spears. Where Paula Deen had a cooking show and Britney Spears was the guest, and that was, like, also hilarious. And it's just, like, so topical and funny. It's almost like a South Park style episode, but it's just, you know, a audio spoof in the middle of this game, you know? It really makes you feel like Grand Theft Auto is a spoof on life.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
JB Smoove also has a
Chakra the Chakra something. Yes. Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
like, what the fuck, what is JB Smoove doing on the radio?
It's so good, man. I fuck with that. It's a great game, and I feel like a lot of people are already on it. So, I mean, billions of dollars literally, you know, being made off the game. So I won't dwell on that too much, but Crunchyroll is the other thing. I've been watching this anime called Gargantua, and I forget the subtitle, but it's something like Gargantua of the Verdurious Planet or some shit like that. But it's so good. It's only 13 episodes long. I'm on the 13th episode now. One of the reasons I actually started watching it was because it was only 13 episodes long. But the thing about Crunchyroll that really strikes me is how quality the graphics are.
Yes.
On Crunchyroll compared to, like, Netflix. Like,
yes.
Sometimes on my Netflix, something will be available in HD, but it won't come to my TV in HD. It'll drop in and out occasionally. And we have, like, the fastest internet you can have. Mm-hmm. It's just still, like, every once in a while, I don't know if it's Netflix streaming service is being taxed so hard or what, but Crunchyroll just looks flawless.
Yes, it does. Especially that Attack on Titan looks excellent.
Yeah, it's like you threw a Blu-ray into your Xbox and played it. Like, it does, like, you can't even tell it's streaming at all. So, just another plug for Crunchyroll if you're any type of anime nerd.
Yes.
Everything is, subtitled, so there's no dubs.
But it's done well.
Yeah, but that's totally up to you what your preference is, because I know I'm one of those weird people. I like dub more than sub, but
I do too.
You're not weird because I like it too.
Okay, cool. That's like go ahead, Jay.
I can't stare at the bottom of the screen and try to pay attention to the top of the screen at the same time. Like, my brain is dumb. I'm sorry. I can't. But I mean, certain movies are like, all right, that's cool, but no, if I'm trying to watch a movie at night, if there's subtitles, I'm going to fall asleep. So
okay.
I need to be the dumb American. I needed to sound like me.
Yeah, I like it. I do like dubs, man. And whenever I bring it up, normally like anime people look down on that, where like, what, you like dubs? Like, man, there's nothing wrong with it, you know, but
because it's a fucking cartoon, dude. Right? you're not lip syncing. You're fucking like, no, it's a cartoon. Like, there aren't real people speaking.
And the ones that are really high quality take into account that it's a cartoon and how it would look. And it looks great.
And they get actual people that speak really, really good English. Naruto, Bleach, like I know Naruto is like, I don't know, this 100 millionth episode. But a lot of times we're like 18 seasons behind, because I was like, it's too much shit that happens in Naruto for me to be reading the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Plus, it's not like dubs are like the 90s. Like, you remember watching anime in the 90s?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Be like this. And people would talk like that. Like, all right.
Right. Yeah, and it's not even like, and the thing is, they're translating the American, like, slang even. It's not even like they're translating it verbatim, you know, all your base are belong to us, you know, it's actually them saying America, like, get out of here, man. Now, I'm sure they don't say that often in Japan, but they, you know, they translate it well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Crunchyroll, that's what I'm on right now. All right. And also, I normally don't say this, but feel free, audience, to email us or write in if you have suggestions for anime on Crunchyroll to watch. But make sure it's on Crunchyroll. Follow my instructions, please. Don't just say like, hey man, you just should watch this, when isn't, and then go, I don't know if it's on Crunchyroll or not. No.
Yeah.
Specifically,
we will not be paying you no attention.
Hot fresh anime that is on Crunchyroll, I might want to check out. Before we get into all the topics, we have an email to address. Our man Daz writes in, hey guys, it's Daz, aka KFT, which stands for Kung Fu Treachery. Quick hits. Continuing to love the show each week. When Rod, Karen, Chris, Kev, and Brandon are all on together with all your ratchet powers combined, you form Captain Planet, the Don Cheadle version.
Oh Lord.
Doesn't get much geekier than that, or blacker than that. Karen, baby girl, you are a nerd. And nothing is wrong with that. With as much knowledge and passion you have for things like Nintendo and so on, if you ain't a nerd, then what do you call that?
I don't know.
Mighty Avengers issue number 1 with the mostly black and brown superhero lineup is poorly written. It looks to be the ethnic for ethnic sake type of comic. Avoid it. I will, because I don't fuck with those. I only like
good drawings that don't really,
not just good drawings, but I like good comics that have stories that aren't centered around the fact that you're black, but you being a black character is just part of your character, you know?
Yes.
Like, I don't need to be pandered to. Plus, when I feel like whenever they do those, it's always like stars with a bunch of bad stereotypes anyway, where it's like, you know, he came out of prison and then he turned his life around into a hero.
In the ghetto, he was a single parent.
Yeah. After his father wouldn't come see him on his birthday, he decided to be a hero.
He got 45 baby mamas. Why is we going through this?
How do you guys feel about how Franklin is written in Grand Theft Auto 5? It seems a little dry, and I really was just looking forward to the next Lamar appearance. All right, niggas. All right, I will pass that around the room to the people who have played Grand Theft Auto 5. How do you guys feel about the way Franklin is written in Grand Theft Auto 5, I guess, in comparison to the other characters. I'll start with you first, Micah.
I feel like Franklin is supposed to be the player. Like, you're supposed to be Franklin. You're supposed to see the game through his eyes. So he's not going to be written as wacky or as embittered as Trevor or Michael, mm-hmm. because his role is for you to be him. He's experiencing this stuff for the first time, just like you are experiencing this stuff for the first time. So if his writing is a little, he seems to kind of go with the flow and go with anything, because that's what you're doing as a player. You're going through the motions to get to the game. That's one of the reasons why I love Franklin. Like, Michael and Trevor have their own, you know, they have their roles, but I can't identify with them. I identify with Franklin, one, as a black guy, two, as this person who's going through this stuff for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's like if we're on a podcast with the rest of the NWFO, like, we can't, like, yeah, we might not say much and you guys will be all wacky and shit, but, you know, it's, we're going on this ride. And as the player, that's what you're supposed to do as Franklin. So his writing is like that for a reason.
Okay. What do you think about it, Jay?
I mean, kind of in the same way. He's the vessel by which you see that crazy ass universe. But I think he is written a little bit flat, but in comparison, just in general, but compared to Michael or Trevor, I think he's a better character than the two of them. But I think Franklin's strength, I guess, in the way his character is written, is by the people that he interacts with the most. Lamar is the perfect example. I mean, when you go to get that bike in the early part of the game, and just, you know, just the conversation between Lamar and Franklin is hilarious. So, like, Franklin is good because of the people around him. I don't know him by himself as all that well written of a character, but I enjoy playing with him just because of the shit that he gets into. So, that's my attitude.
Yeah, I think Franklin's written a little bit bland. I think it's weird too, because some of the writing between Franklin and Lamar feels like it's written by a white dude.
Yeah, I could see that.
It probably is.
Yeah, because it's like, black people don't talk like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing that I feel sometimes when I watch Sons of Anarchy, and they have an interaction with the black gang.
Yeah, they all clean cut and look like they just left the accounting department.
Right, and then the way they talk to each other, you're like, well, let's be honest.
You just came from acting school, bro.
Yeah, no, there's no way that hardcore gangsters would walk up, like, let these dudes walk up to them and just start, you know, calling them all kinds of racist names and dissing them.
Yeah, none of y'all got dreads, none of y'all got beards, everybody's, you know, don't got no hair. It's like, okay, what kind of gang is this?
Is it the Nation of Islam? Like, who the fuck, who's, I don't watch Sons of Anarchy, but I just assume they got bow ties and sell bean pies. Sounds like.
Nah, it's actually the One-Niners. They're a gang. There was a video, I can't find it right now, but there's a video going around of all the time in Grand Theft Auto when they say the N-word.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, and that was another thing. Like, this is the first game I've ever played where they just throw nigger around like that. Like, it doesn't really bother me because I don't care that much about the N-word, but it's just funny because it, you know, normally games are afraid to pull that punch.
Yes,
you know,
they
it's
are.
Like, we're not gonna go there, but they did. Like, immediately, that was the first thing that struck me playing as Franklin. Was like Lamar hops in the car and they're just like, nigga, you diss that and other. Well, whatever, nigga, suck my dick, nigga. I was like, whoa. Like we really doing this?
I'm surprised the game hasn't gotten any flack for that. I guess, I mean, with all the violence in the game or whatever, which doesn't bother me, I was surprised to hear that nobody had some major, like, no major backlash about that.
And maybe this just me, but with the violence in the game, I think the violence would be bigger issue than somebody saying nigga. Maybe that's the way I look at it. from my, like, I don't care either way. But I think true, they're trying to be authentic to the way, or authentic as they can, to the way people interact with each other, the way people speak with each other, because a lot of video games, you see the language and the way they speak and the way they interact is not real.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I agree with that.
But, yeah, I would say, it's weird because, like, the two factors combined for me is, it's weird because there's so many N-words in it, and then also because it comes off like it's written by somebody that doesn't use the N-word that much. So okay. it was like a little bit, like, there's some awkward conversations where I'm like, yeah, I don't think that a black dude would necessarily say nigga at this point, like, in this conversation. Like, it would be like Franklin talking to some upscale businessman and then be like, shit, man, yeah, I do it, nigga. You like, that, he probably wouldn't. He seems more savvy than that in other scenes. But at the same time, you know, it is just a game, and I'm still enjoying it. So, yeah. All right, man, let's talk about articles and stuff. But thank you, Dad, so much for writing in. Anybody else that feels like writing in, yeah, just theblackoutist@gmail.com. We'll definitely bring up your points on the show. William Shatner got some shade thrown on him this week.
Uh-oh.
Richard Branson, the huge billionaire crazy man who owns Virgin Airlines, and obviously he's launching Virgin Galactic, which is like the first ever, you know, planes that go to space. Your plane will be in space for a little bit. You can go to space by flying Virgin Galactic. He offered William Shatner, Mr. James T. Kirk, free flight on Virgin Galactic. And William Shatner said no.
Can you blame him?
So what he said is that William Shatner must be afraid of flying.
Look.
That's such a rich white man slam.
You're afraid to go to space?
You afraid to fly?
Captain James T. Kirk, afraid of space. Branson says he actually said he's frightened of airline travel, which is slightly disillusioning. That's the word he used. Captain Kirk is scared of flying. Yeah, he was talking that shit.
Scared of death?
Funny thing about this is, like, I hope it doesn't affect his Priceline deal, because
I don't think that's gonna affect Priceline,
because part of his Priceline shit is, like, you know, it's the flight, the hotel, and the car, and it's gonna be like, well, not the flight.
We'll take two out of three.
Go ahead.
It just kind of, to me, it, Micah, you're right, it, that is like the rich white guy slam, but, like, Richard Branson doesn't have the best track record for getting shit right on the first go. Like, hey, you want to go to space? Nah, but you get like 400 more flights under your belt and you can come talk to me. Fuck that.
Plus, Richard Branson also just has his vibe like he's a Bond villain. Like, you'll get up in space and like, latches will like just, like manacles or whatever will just like pop out of your seat and like strap you to the seat. And then a TV screen will pop up and he'll be ransoming like Captain Kirk for $2 million or some shit. Like just holding him hostage until the UN invades Syria or some shit. Like, he just has a vibe about him that where I just feel like he's untrustworthy and diabolical. So I would not have taken his offer for the flight either.
And am I the only one that he's throwing shade and slander at a fictional character?
Yeah, that is the other part that is very important, is I played that guy on the show. That is not, like, contrary to popular belief, the Star Trek Enterprise was never not on the ground. Vin Diesel, I don't know how you guys feel about the Riddick video games, but...
That's probably terrible.
The Butcher Bay video game, the original one, got really good... got really good reviews.
That's shocking, because most of the time those games are terrible.
Well, what's funny is it didn't come out in conjunction with any movie. It just came out.
Okay, that's good.
Because Vin Diesel had like a video game company and stuff.
Okay, that's different.
Well, they're talking about making a sequel to Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay. It'll be a Riddick game, and Vin Diesel will also be involved in this one too. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing it out there. It wasn't huge news. I actually have held on to it for about 2 or 3 weeks, but I did want to say something about it because I figured, you know, people might be into that game.
And I think it's good, and if they do it right, it would continue to be good, just for the fact that it's not connected to the movie. Because that's why I responded, because most of the time they'd be like, hey, we got new Transformers, but it's just like the game. You're like, that's shit, because you rushed to get it out.
Yeah, what I want to know is he going to have all those same badass one-liners like he had in the last Riddick movie?
That's what I heard. I heard it was all one-liners, just all like classic, just classic one-liners.
Yeah, it's a really, really bad movie. But some really, really good one-liners, like just so good.
Micah, did you see?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't bother either.
I love it.
Nah, you didn't miss anything, guys. It's very impossible, white man. I'll say that much, but it's not good, you know. Anyway, I enjoyed it, but I don't recommend it. Batman's Commissioner Gordon is getting his own TV on Fox. I mean, show on TV show on Fox.
But it's on TV from Fox?
Yes, Karen's on TV from Fox. Let's end the show now. he's getting his own Fox TV series.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, okay, to me, there has been so much, you know, comic book TV news that came out this week. To me, this one makes the least amount of sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I know there was a Gotham City Police, you know, comic or whatever that was apparently very good. And I don't doubt that. But my whole thing is, the whole point of Commissioner Gordon, the thing that people like about Gotham, is Batman. The show apparently takes place before Batman exists in Gotham City. And so what the fuck is the point? Was he just going to fight a bunch of gangsters? Like, do we really care? Do we not have, like, 1,000 fucking, what is it, SVU and all those other crime procedurals? Like, I don't know. Like, to me, it seems like just a cash grab. Like, hey, it's got some people who are in Batman who are not Batman in it. You should totally watch it. And it's on Fox, so it'll probably last for like 4 episodes, and they'll cancel it.
You're thinking about this the wrong way.
The right way?
The wrong way. You see, what you have to do is you have to cast Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Now, watch that.
In the fucking 24 Gotham, and I'm all in.
Yeah. One quick thing. Hey, can y'all make sure that you're under your Skype, that you guys under the audio settings, that your microphone isn't doing the automatic adjust microphone thing? Because sometimes it cuts you off when we start talking. I just want to make sure you guys don't get cut off.
Let me try. Should I mute the microphone?
No. Don't mute anything. Just go to Tools and then Options on your Skype. And then under Options, it should say Audio Settings.
Yep.
And uncheck. Make sure it's unchecked where it says Automatically Adjust Microphone Settings.
Got it.
All right, cool. Okay, awesome. Go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
I think for me, I do understand what you're saying, but I think if they do it like that Batman 1, I think it'll be good. Mm-hmm. Because with that Batman 1.
You mean Batman Year 1?
Year 1. Year 1. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that cartoon was a shit. I agree with you.
Like, if they do it something like that, I think yes. But if they're trying to do something else, it's iffy, because I like that storyline, because it went to his history about his wife. Because they're going to do it, they got to make it about him.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, is the only they have a blueprint for this, mm-hmm, with Batman Year 1. Because that really is Gordon's origin story. It's really not about Batman at all, really. The question is, is Batman in this? Like,
no, they came out and said that this takes place before this takes place early in Gordon's career. Like, he's not even the commissioner, so it takes place before Batman even comes into play.
Yeah, but it's weird because it's named Gotham,
right?
And I mean, maybe they're gonna take a lot of liberties with the character, but from my understanding, he pretty much gets to Gotham at the same time that Batman starts popping up. Like, so it's going to be weird because they also want him to be involved with the villains, and they want to introduce like some of the villains from the that made Gotham famous. And it's like, so are we going to have Batman come in and like clean up? Is he going to be a shadowy figure, or is it just going to be like, Commissioner Gordon was getting punked by I don't know, calendar man for a year. Like, I just want to know what the fucking point is, because it does feel like a cash grab. Like you said earlier, Jay, mm-hmm. It just feels like they were like, this is a way to make some money. People keep watching these comic book things. We should do one.
But you got to do one right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they announced it on the same night that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came on. They're like, hey, us too, guys. Like, yeah. Right? Got money? Like, we can do something? Like, come on. Like, you could do it. There's a lot in the DC universe that you could do. But just pick, like Karen said, like, you pick the right thing. Like, you're trying to cash in on Batman, but you don't have Batman to cash in on. Like, that doesn't make sense.
And why Fox?
That makes even less fucking sense to me. They might as well put it on ABC Family.
Yeah. I can't figure out the connection there, because, one, you know, DC does kind of have its own movie studio, so I guess they can go wherever they want.
And they own Channel 2, don't they?
The WB kind of. Okay. I don't know. That's
They own the CW.
Yes. Yeah, I mean CW. I'm sorry, I said WB. Yeah, the CW. Yeah. the issue though, for me is that with Arrow, it was kind of understood. This is a more underrated character. We can kind of make some liberties with him. It doesn't affect any other world really. But with James Gordon, man, like, I don't know. It's going to be, I don't know if people would be interested in watching this without Batman, especially when sci-fi has such a bad track record on Fox.
Yes. And,
and
also the thing for me with Fox does not invest the money that they should into the series. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be interesting to see if, now, especially studios now are like, hey, if we don't get an instant hit, we won't even play the whole season. We'll just drop it. And so even if it is good, I don't even know if it's going to be around long enough. And it's going to depend on what day. Like, they'll do this, they'll do some bullshit, like put it on a Friday night. Who the fuck is at home watching this on a Friday night?
Yeah.
Nobody. That's what they did to Firefly. They did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there are other things that you could do in the DC universe. I mean, I know that Sci-Fi Network is planning on a Booster Gold show, which I find to be hilarious, but that at least is a character like Arrow that most people don't know, that you can just do whatever you want.
Wait, hold up. Who's doing Booster Gold?
Sci-Fi Network was talking about doing a Booster Gold show. Yeah, that's fucking for real.
Who's gonna play Booster Gold?
Who cares?
For the record.
Unimportant.
For the record. I would be all about some Booster Gold series. I'm not gonna front. I wish my man Aaron Rand Freeman was on the show.
He would be,
because we would be partying right now. And if I find any links to anything talking about some Booster Gold on Sci-Fi, I'll over that.
Yeah, I'll find it to you and I'll send it to you.
Okay, yeah, I gotta send that to Aaron, because we fucks with Booster Gold.
I mean, like, look, Booster Gold is he's an arrogant prick. Reminds me a lot of Micah, to be honest. But but I mean, he could be good in a comedic style, but he's not a super known character to like the average Joe. You can't. That's why I don't think like a Wonder Woman show works. I don't think a Batman show they talked about works, just because you can't do the budget for something like that or the interest on a character of that level. Booster Gold, you can just fucking run with it. Oh yeah, he's got this power. Well, he didn't really have that power. It doesn't matter. You know, most people don't know.
Well, I'm in.
You and Aaron Rand Feeman are big Booster Gold fans.
Yeah, we're in. I want to see him and Skeet take over the fucking the timeline. I'm all about this. All right, yeah, well, yeah, I'm not excited about the Gotham thing. The worst part is, as a nerd, I watch it. So
yeah,
I would love for the show to just be about a bunch of inept cops.
Yeah.
Like, just never got done.
Just corruption and shit. It's like, why do they keep getting away? The Riddler got away again.
Like, we put this guy in jail and we put this guy in Arkham Asylum. Well, who the fuck is letting him out?
Right. It's like every week is just Commissioner Gordon going into another judge's office. Like, how did you get him to criminal insane and just let him go free? You can't just let him go free. He's killing people. He was crazy.
His fucking face is white.
Yeah.
You don't let this motherfucker walk out the door.
I didn't know which personality to convict. I flipped the coin and came up without the scratch head. Colin Farrell was offered a World of Warcraft film lead, which means I won't be seeing the World of Warcraft film.
You don't want to go see it for Paula Patton?
Nah, I'm good.
I agree.
No, she don't hold my interest enough.
I feel like they're gonna dress them up in some type of weird ass costumes and make them look like elves or some shit. And
of course.
Yeah, this seems like a really bad idea.
Are they
gonna
be leveling up and shit? No, thank you.
Luckily, yeah, they're gonna be dungeon crawling for 2.5 hours. That would be awesome. That would actually be good if they just
class unlocked.
If they just trolled everybody with a dungeon crawler for 2.5 hours, so that's all they did.
That would be fucking hilarious. I mean, I like the director for this, but yeah. I don't know. Like it, meh. I'm not excited about it. I don't play World of Warcraft, but yeah. I mean, I like the first Warcraft games. Like they were the shit. I played them like crazy in college, but I don't know, man.
See, go
second
ahead,
I heard Paula Patton, I was no.
It seems like video games are the new comic books now for Hollywood. Like in 5 years, we'll be like, wow, another video game movie's coming out. Cause every week we just keep covering like, oh, and then this shit's getting a game and that's getting, I mean, this is getting a movie. This game's getting a movie. Like, so I bet you that this is just going to, you know, be a shitty one. I think.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be terrible.
We're officially at max capacity when Colin Farrell starts getting the movie, you know?
Yes, we are.
Like, we're at max capacity for 80s remakes because Total Recall happened. Yep. So this will be a sign. When this comes out, this will be the official, like, death of, just video game movies again.
Damn, it just got started too.
Mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan and David Oyelowo. I hope I pronounced that right. Oyelowo. Are up for Star Wars Episode 7 characters. I guess J.J. Abrams is looking for, you know, a lot of people. You know, they're looking to cast people now before they start filming Star Wars Episode 7. And they both black, y'all. So.
And they both can act.
Mm-hmm.
So are we breaking the one black dude per trilogy rule?
I'm really hoping so.
Because that sounds like one too many. George Lucas does not approve of this shit.
At all.
Well, they definitely owe us one, because, the last time I checked, The Hobbit didn't have any. So we should get one extra in Star Wars.
All right. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with those, that exchange.
Yeah. It's like the race trades, you know, like.
Exactly. You get one black person per fantasy trilogy.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know how that works out.
Our bad on Lord of the Rings, guys. Take another Negro. You can have him in Star Wars. Is everything okay now? I just hope that they both get cast and then there's a moment where something racist happens and they both look at each other. That would be awesome.
I hope they're not related to Lando and Mace Windu.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Please don't.
Look, yeah. I don't know why you're saying that, because you know that's gonna fucking happen. Only two black dudes in the entire fucking universe, and they are related to these two black dudes. That's it. There is not four different families,
right?
That does not exist in this world.
It's not even in our galaxy, and there's not we're not even 12% in the fucking galaxy far, far away.
Shit, we're less than 12%. We're like two.
I would actually forgive all of that. For a moment where they both roll their eyes at Jar Jar Binks, the way he talks.
I want them to take out two black lightsabers and cut that motherfucker's head off.
Yeah. Like he comes in like, Mises, and they just like, what the fuck? Grand Theft Auto is being boycotted by an animal rights group. That's right, guys. Apparently Grand Theft Auto 5 has crossed the line by allowing game-playing children who should not be playing this game to run over, behead, and kill animals. A prominent animal rights group is calling for a boycott.
Wait a minute. You can behead animals in the game?
I haven't done it myself.
God dang.
Jack Carone from the In Defense of Animals group tells TMZ his group is incensed that Rockstar Games is capitalizing off of animal torture, and it doesn't matter if it's real or fake. He says it perpetuates what he calls institutionalized violence against helpless animals.
Oh, but hold on.
The TMZ?
Oh, TMZ be on it now. As sad as that may sound, because I think we grew up in a generation where we didn't take TMZ seriously, but ever since TMZ broke that tiger shit, TMZ has been on it. They will hunt through your trash can for semen. Wipe down your dough for semen. They gonna find out what the fuck you did.
Yep.
So, you know, we gotta kinda get used to it. But the thing about this is this.
Mm-hmm.
You're mad about a dog getting killed. but it's violence, it's sex in it, and all this other stuff against other human beings, which don't mean that much to you. You're more concerned about a dog.
Yeah, it's okay. It's pretty much Murder the Video Game.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
and what about the deers?
You know what? What about the trees then? Goddamn it! What is we talking about? That's how much sense this makes.
Yeah,
I got killed by a dog just playing GTA 5 today, and I'm a dog owner. So yeah, I'm sorry, I can't be on the side of this guy. Like, fuck that. They're just as violent towards human beings as I am. Fuck that.
Also, it's a game.
Yes, but what about that?
It's not real.
It's not like it's a dog killing training game. You know, it's just a video game. Like, you might end up fighting for your life against a pit bull. It happens.
And they act like people are going to just go out and do that and then go out and really hurt an animal. Now, I am with you if you're out there and people are really hurting these animals.
I'm not. Nope. I'm not going down that road. I don't care if every dog dies because of this game. Those people are fucking crazy, and
yes, they are. Now,
video games cannot be blamed for that shit.
No, not blaming them, but I'm talking about, like, if they want to protest those motherfuckers is out there killing the animals. Don't go after the video game, which is irrelevant and not even on the same. Don't have anything to do with each other. That's the problem I have.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, even if it looked like they did, stop that shit, because too much shit already gets blamed on video games as is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this dude skinned his whole family, just like in South Park the Video Game. No, like, come on, man.
I'm against that bullshit, too. Yeah. And that's why a lot of times when PETA and the animal folks come out, I had to stick my middle finger up because I was like, a human life is more important than an animal. I just don't, maybe I'm humanist. I don't know. I just don't care enough.
And animal violence has been included in every iteration of Grand Theft Auto, but I guess now he is, like, fed up. I don't know.
Yeah.
And probably trying to cash in on that $1 billion they made. How about that?
Yeah.
And the wrong time to actually talk about protests is once they've already made $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Now wait, hold on, Micah. Isn't there a game that you can choke a dog out and throw it out the window?
You can do that in Splinter Cell.
I believe. I noticed that they're not all that pissed about that. Why? Because it didn't make $1 billion, and it's not being used.
That's right.
Grand Theft Auto 5 has made tons of money. And it's continued to rake in the green with sales. But today, the word is out that the company plans to make even more money with in-game transactions with Grand Theft Auto 5 online. That's right, guys. When you go to play online, you'll have reputation and cash flow systems that you can earn money and stuff through shady, you know, very shady dealings. But if you want to gain more money faster, you can just buy it from the in-game store.
This is complete and utter bullshit.
Oh, so instead of building your way up the crack game, you can just go, I want to be the crack man number 75, and you just can buy it. I don't understand this.
No, like cars, clothes, flashy style stuff.
Oh, okay.
But can't you use in-game money to, like, buy shit? Like,
Yeah. They won't stop you from earning the money. But if you want to shortcut it, like, you're just like, I don't feel like completing the heist that gets the rare edition cheetah red car, I'm going to just go ahead and buy it. Yeah.
I don't see the point. Like, isn't that the whole point of playing the online is to do the things to earn money to buy shit? Like, if I just buy the money to buy shit, what's the point of me playing online?
It's sad. Some people want to do it faster. Like, Elon James White says, he talks about games, he's like, I'm lazy now at video games. I want all the cool shit. I don't want to play the hours and hours that it takes to get it. So he is a fan of microtransactions in most video games. He will rather spend real money to be like, oh, I got the rare edition suit than go on a mission to get the rare edition suit.
But I think because I remember that episode, and the example he was giving was a race car game. It was like Need for Speed or Burnout or something like that.
That makes sense.
And if you're buying money to unlock the cars so that you can race, because the point of the game is racing cars, and you want to pay to unlock the cars, I don't have a problem with that. It's, to me, using that game as the analogy would be, this seems like it's, I'm paying to have someone put me in a win the race for me.
Right, right.
And not just
for the record, the cars that you unlock, almost all of those in Need for Speed, you can actually just race until you unlock it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I can get the same car Elon paid for by just completing a set of races, and then that car will be one of the options for my prize at the end of the race. He's like, I would just rather buy that car.
With real money.
With real money.
Okay. Okay.
So I feel like that's kind of what Grand Theft Auto was saying. Like, honestly, man, I'm not for or against this. I think it makes it less fun if you buy the shit though. Like, I don't know why you would do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be open minded. Maybe I start playing and I see why. Like, maybe all my friends go get the red cheetah car and then we had a red cheetah gang. And it's like, look, man, spend $2 in real life to get the fake ass car so we can drive around popping willies in our red cheetah cars and shit. And I'll be like, all right, I get it. But, I just, off the top of my head, I can't see why I would do this.
Well, I think the moral of this story is that if you're going to spend money to changing your gamer tag to Crackman75.
Yeah, I think so too. That's my new gamer tag, y'all. Crackman75. Follow me on Xbox. Crackman. Here's something. I'm not reading the whole thing, but I think it's actually a really good point. And I've noticed this when I went to go buy video games. I was in Target late one night and I saw this exact thing happen. Dear parents. This is on Kotaku.com. Dear parents, we need to talk. There is something that has been eating at me for a while and I have had enough.
Uh-oh.
I have been working in video game retail for at least 10 years. I love my job. Some of my best memories begin with loving, bewildered parents walking into the store, naive to the gaming world, but eager to learn. I would find myself talking to them about platform choices, game franchises, and getting started online. This is honestly, man, like I worked at Media Play.
Who wrote this? GameStop? A dude from GameStop?
We're going to get to that, Karen.
Okay.
I worked in Media Play for a while. It actually did make me feel good to help a frustrated parent find a good gift for their kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was actually kind of cool, you know? It's because it meant that the parents kind of cared because they were trying to get it right.
And trying to understand.
But, and to like old people, a video game is so foreign of a concept. You know, it's like, hey, I think you want a play box. You're like, no, no, let's just have a seat over here and talk about it. I then enlightened them with my own gaming experience with my kids. This approach got them interested in what their children were doing and encouraged them to play games alongside their kids. There's no better feeling than a happy parent returning to my store, pleased with my previous advice and wanting more product. So when a new Mario, Little Big Planet, Pokemon, or kid-friendly game comes out, I will be there excited to sell the game for your kids. The Entertainment Software Ratings Board, ESRB, rates these games as being appropriate for kids. Was it your son that came in with a giant jar filled with change to buy Minecraft? He was a couple dollars short. Don't worry, I covered it. His look of excitement as he ran out the store was more than enough to cover the shortfall. But last week, my store sold over 1,000 copies of Grand Theft Auto 5. At least 100 were sold to parents for children who could barely even see over my counter.
Mm. Word?
Yes. And I see this shit all the time. All the time.
They
don't care, Karen. Okay.
That's what pisses me off. You don't read it. You don't give a fuck.
No, not they don't read it, Karen. Not that they don't read it. That is not the problem. I've been in stores, and probably everybody's going to a GameStop. You guys have probably experienced this too, where the kid or the parent is like, can I get Call of Duty 4? And it's just like, all right, this is rated mature. And it's like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
I work part time at GameStop. I have for 9 years in October, because we get a nice little discount.
Okay.
And we get to take games home. That's a little GameStop knowledge for you.
That's what's up.
And I've seen all that shit, man. Like this past Thursday, a woman came in with her son, and her son, he seemed like he was bright, but he was a fucking smartass.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother wasn't fucking playing. Like, he wasn't fucking taking that shit. And he was talking back to his mom, and his mom straight up smacked him in his head and said,
"Were they black?"
Yes, they were black.
Of course they were.
And and they were like, "No, you're not doing this, and you're not gonna." And I said, "Go ahead, mom. You go ahead."
Yeah, right.
You beat your kid in public.
That's right. You beat your fucking kid in public because that's what some of these goddamn kids need.
Teach them a lesson.
Yes, teach them a lesson. Like this, there's this one. There was this one story that these people were not black, yeah. And he comes in. And the kid says, "Hey, I want to buy Saints Row 4," and gets and brings it up.
How old was he?
He was like a teenager. And his dad, you know, his dad, like you said, he didn't know anything about video games, so he's just like, "Hey, is this okay for him?" And the kid said, "Oh yeah, Dad, it's about the Catholic Church."
What?
Because it's called Saints Row.
Wow.
And I said, "No, sir, it is not about the Catholic Church." Like, the first weapon you get is a 4-foot dildo.
Right. Well,
it could be about the Catholic Church. But anyway, it's not about the Catholic Church. And I explained to him, I showed him on the back, and he said, "Oh, no, Junior, no, you can't get this." And you know what? I take a little bit of pride in that. Like, don't try to deceive your parents.
Yeah, that was the thing, because the parents put you in an awkward situation, because they asked the guy at Target that night, she was like, "I'm looking for a game for my son." And he's like, "What kind of game are you looking for?" And he started pointing her to the kids' games. And then she's like, and the kid was right there. He's like, maybe 9, you know? And she's like, "Yeah, I don't know about those games. It's not really what he wants to play." And he's like, "Okay, well, what kind of games are you looking at?" And she's like, "Well, you know, maybe like a Call of Duty. He's played that, like something with a shooter." And he's like, "Well, those are mature games." And she's like, "Yeah, I know. I don't mind, and he doesn't care. He can play those." And I was just like, "Man, that's the problem, dog. Like, everyone thinks their kid is special, and their kid can handle it, and it's fine."
And that's true. And I think once you do that as a parent, you ought to sign a waiver that says, "I will not complain. I will not go out in the media. The people will not come and put me on TV when my child when I feel like protesting about some shit that I should monitor, because I just think it's okay for my child to play anything because my baby is special."
Right. Yeah, it's whack. Game of Thrones season 4 will have the biggest death count yet.
God damn.
Woo. Fine with it. Kill everybody.
As long as Theon is in the group, I don't give a fuck. Kill them all. Just make sure that he goes too.
Were you guys upset about all the deaths in season 3?
I was not, because I feel like they introduce so many characters whenever they have the culling every year. I actually feel good that I won't have to follow those characters anymore. I'm like, "Oh, cool. 10 people I don't have to fucking keep up with their stories anymore." Quidditch. They're talking about a Quidditch spinoff movie for Harry Potter.
What is Quidditch?
Quidditch is the game they play on the broomsticks, Karen. With the
okay.
Have you never watched Harry Potter?
I have, but I didn't pay attention to that with the guy. I just know they fly on some brooms through a circle.
Yeah, it's the Quidditch is.
I didn't know that's the name of the game. I really did.
That's the game they play. They also had another idea where a book called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them which was supposed to be a textbook that Harry Potter owned at Hogwarts. They're talking about a film being made off of that.
Wow, they reaching, ain't they?
Yeah, man, they're still trying to make Harry Potter money. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And you know what? If they put a Quidditch movie out, that shit will make $1 billion.
Yes, yeah. It will.
Time for that universe, man.
The money is out there to be made, man. Well, you know, actually, I wonder what would happen if like Radcliffe isn't in it and Hermione. You know, like if none of the characters,
won't.
Yeah, if none of them come back and reprise their roles, I wonder if it'll even make money. Or not make money, but I wonder if it'll make as much money.
Yeah, maybe not. Probably not as much, but it'll probably still do well just because it's just even loosely associated. I'm surprised Fox isn't making a Quidditch TV show.
At this point, honestly, though, it's like they've made so much money off the movies. Why not? Like,
yeah,
just... Just on the chance that it might be another $1 billion movie, why not do it, you know? Yeah. David Goyer is going to bring DC's Constantine to NBC.
You know what? I'm solidly on the fence about this. I like the Constantine movie. I don't think it's the greatest movie, but the one with Keanu Reeves, I didn't think it was terrible. but okay, like you bring it to TV and that could be cool. Like, you know, it's, you know, super, you know, supernatural and all that other shit. And I'm down with that. But what about the, Del Toro Justice League Dark that was supposed to have Constantine as the lead? So now we're going to have another instance of Constantine being on screen, in a movie and then Constantine on a TV show. If the Constantine TV show doesn't do well, is that going to taint a Justice League Dark movie that comes out later on? I don't know. I mean, I feel like DC is flailing. Like, they don't know what the fuck to do.
This is a great point. I agree. I think that's a great point. Also, the other thing I worry about when this kind of shit happens is what is supposed to happen to, like, either one of these things if they don't actually come to fruition. I feel like the studios and projects are like now releasing these like press releases to let us know shit is happening so early in the beginning stages that I wouldn't be surprised if neither one of those things come to light. If a Justice League Dark movie eventually gets canned and they go, nah, we're not going to do it. Or if a, Constantine TV series just gets to a point where they're like, yeah, it didn't come out well, so we just didn't put it out. I wouldn't be shocked because they seem like they're announcing these things like
a year and a half. You're like, why are you announcing this so far in advance?
You haven't even cast it yet. You know, you're not, no one's writing the shit yet. Just
maybe they're doing it just to test the waters, just to see what kind of buzz it's going to get. And if nobody is like, who the fuck is Constantine? Then they're like all right, scrap that.
Yeah, because it seems weird. Like the Gotham thing seems weird. Just, I don't know. They seem pressed. Pacific Rim grossed more worldwide than any other live action original film this year.
Woohoo! I enjoyed that movie.
Seems like a lot of qualifiers in that sentence, by the way.
Yes, exactly. On a Wednesday, and a guy who directed it had a blue shirt on, you know, like, okay. That's fine.
It only made $101 million in the U.S. box office, which is still not terrible, but it's not, I think it was below the actual budget. It fared much better abroad, grossing another $305 million, worldwide for a total of $407 million. That makes Pacific Rim the 10th biggest film of the year at the global box office and one of only two films in the top 10 based on an original idea. The other one is the animated family pick, The Croods.
While everything else is a sequel or a remake.
Wow.
Yeah. Iron Man 3, I guess so. Even World War Z is a book. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, everything else is some bullshit. All right, well, I really enjoy Pacific Rim. I hope we get a sequel.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm also a huge anime nerd, and they hit all the anime tropes that you need.
Yes,
so.
They did. I had a blast.
They had me at hello.
Why do you think it didn't do so well here? I mean, it seemed like a pretty obvious fucking slam dunk. Like, giant robots, giant monsters punching each other. Like, yeah, all right, man, take it as soul.
Because I personally over here, Americans don't really take cartoons seriously. Most Americans don't watch anime, so they didn't understand the concept. They didn't really understand the tropes of how animes run. This is just my opinion of how animes run. And also, I think, too, like Roger said, they put stuff out, and the critics make or break a lot of movies. And the critics will actually shit on shit before it even comes out, before anybody gives it a chance. And you have majority of people who read these critics' reviews and literally won't give the movie a chance, won't go watch the movie based off of a critic who probably doesn't even like or give a fuck about this genre. And so a lot of times that makes a difference in how these movies go. And like I said, me and Roger loved it because we loved anime. We loved the style. I loved everything about it. But when you talk to most people, if they were not anime fans, they go, well, it was okay. It was all right.
Yeah. Well, it's the American sentimentality, honestly. It's that simple and that complex, in my opinion. Like, Americans don't fuck with this genre.
Nope.
As a concept. So they weren't able to understand what was happening here. Mm-hmm. So, I think the same thing would have, like, if you take the same movie, change the title to Voltron.
Yep.
Motherfuckers would be in the theater left and right. But because it was an original concept where it took a lot of inspiration from Neon Genesis Evangelion, mm-hmm. Macross.
Some of the best animes made.
Big O, shit like that. People are like, well, I didn't really fuck with those things, so I don't get the reference for this concept. Mm. Anyway, that's my
thing. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that, I mean, at the end of the year or the end of the summertime, the critics had just had enough with every comic book movie.
They got on my nerves.
You know, any, you know, major sci-fi, anything. That's why I'm surprised that they liked World War Z as much as they did. But I feel like the movie never was given a fair shake.
No.
Oh, with robots. This doesn't seem like, you know, do we really need any more of these type of movies? Well, fuck. Do we need any more period piece movies that we have?
Ain't that the truth? And when you're talking about World War Z,
sucked.
That movie was terrible.
I didn't like that
movie. Was not good at all.
Well, I keep saying that. No, Karen thinks it was terrible. For the record, I don't think it was terrible. I think people turned me against that movie by telling me it was Impossible White Man when it's a fucking science fiction movie. And it's not. It's not Impossible White Man. He didn't kill another human the whole fucking movie. But, yeah, anyway, I'm sorry about that. But yeah, for the record, I don't think, I would need to watch that like a year from now. I need to just watch it on like TNT a year from now, cause I'm still livid about that shit. I can't be unbiased about this.
Well, like my whole thing with World War Z was, now some people have seen it with the extra violent version or whatever that actually has blood in it. Mm. I didn't see that. I saw the theatrical release. That movie pissed me off. It's like, hey, look, it's a zombie apocalypse and it's gonna be a shit. Oh, look, Brad Pitt, you know, running around like Jesus, you know, saving people, whatever. and you know, I get in the theater and I'm like, okay, wait, is he cutting this chick's hand off with like a machete and they're not gonna show any blood? Like, how the fuck did that happen in a PG-13 movie? Like, no, I'm out. So, yeah. I purposely didn't read the book until after I saw the movie. And then after I read the book, I was even more disgusted by it because they just basically cut it down so that it could go to as many people as possible and not make it rated R so they could make their money back. Because apparently the budget for that piece of shit was like $400 million. Like, wow. It ballooned out of control. And so they're like, oh shit, cut out all the violence. That way we can market it to more people. And that's what it felt like. And I'm sorry, zombie movies are not for kids.
Yeah, it wasn't.
That's true.
I'm an adult. I want to see people get their heads lopped off and their necks bitten like a real man.
Yes. Yes.
I have time for all that shit. So.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
My rant.
Netflix opens the gates for Super HD video for everybody.
What is Super HD? Is
it Super HD!
HD above HD? I don't understand.
Months after introducing its Super HD streaming option, Netflix highest definition picture format is available to all subscribers. Super HD, Netflix higher quality version of the 1080p HD format was rolled out earlier this year to customers whose internet service providers was part of Netflix Open Connect content delivery network, which lets ISP peers directly with Netflix or catch content locally, so it has less distance to travel to reach your home. Oh, that's dope. So basically, instead of me streaming it directly from Netflix's server, if I use UVerse, I can stream anything on Netflix from the UVerse server, which will make it come in higher definition because I'm not having to go through the internet to connect to Netflix to get that streaming. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's almost like I'm streaming it one less link, you know, in the stream. It's instead of using my internet to connect to someone else's internet, it's now just my internet goes directly to, you know, kind of like how we watch stuff on demand.
Ah, okay.
You know how on demand never comes in like, oh, why is it low res? Like, on demand is always 1080p.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is a great idea. I love this.
Yeah, I'm in 100% support of this.
Yeah. Time Warner Cable apparently is the only one that, is acting like a bitch about it. they said Netflix, closed off access to some content formats while seeking preferential treatment from ISPs. Even though Time Warner Cable's network was capable of delivering a high quality service without being part of the network. So they,
it was just like, we ain't doing it.
Well, they want to actually limit who they give it to, who they give this option to, where Netflix is like, we want anyone that has your shit
that pays for
to
it.
Be able to get access to the Netflix
That's
stuff.
Right.
And they're like, nah, we think only people with the 300 channel camera like tier should get this shit.
They're like, fuck you.
See, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's why Time Warner always negotiate with folks about bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, I love that Time Warner I love that Comcast got this right and Time Warner didn't.
Right, isn't it right?
Comcast is the fucking worst. And even they're like, yeah, just let it go.
Yeah, Time Warner's like, how can we make money off of this shit?
Yeah, how can we charge more?
Yeah, I'll tell you how you make money. By providing it when everyone else does, because if not, people are gonna be like, bye.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Stupid. You never wanna be the only one not giving the free shit away.
Not only that, I see that they got that shit straight once in one or two preseason games. It was, we got it together with
you're talking them. About CBS and
Time Warner.
It was Time Warner in
yes,
New York?
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
Time Warner.
Well, we knew that was going to happen. No one's missing an NFL game for no fucking 10-cent channel increase. That's not. People fucking burn down CBS's building and Time Warner's buildings. Football is the fucking opiate of the masses, man. Speaking of football, EA is going to drop NCAA football next year after this lawsuit that they settled.
They don't want to pay that money.
Yeah, EA recently had to settle, like, it was like $400 million. It was a lot.
Yeah. And they should, because they've been stealing the rights to these people for years.
Yeah, they recently had to settle through court to pay these NCAA athletes in this class action lawsuit. And it's not even going to be a ton of money per player,
mm-hmm.
but it's just the fact that they lost a ton of money. Mm-hmm. So they are officially canceling NCAA football after 2014.
Wow.
God damn.
Yeah. Shit got real.
Because they was like, we not paying no more. And the funny part is that they make so much money off of it. It doesn't physically make sense, financially make sense, unless you're like, look, we don't want y'all to come back and sue us later on, so we just gonna cancel this shit.
What's funny is it's so convoluted because the NCAA is involved that they probably would feel better if they could just write like some type of, look, here's $200 per person when you guys get out of school, take this money. They would still make millions of dollars giving $200 away mm-hmm. to each college athlete that would be in this game. But shit is so convoluted with the NCAA. They would be like, no, you can't give these kids money. It fucks it up for us. Our whole game is that we don't give these niggas no money. We don't pay these hoes. like they can't make the game, even if they wanted to compensate the people in the game.
And you know, and the more you talk about it, they may have even said, well, we'll do it, NCAA, we'll just pay him. He says, no, you ain't paying. Like, fuck it, we just won't come out with a video game.
There's gotta be like a $1 billion franchise or some shit. It's gotta be.
I guarantee you.
They're gonna walk away from a $1 billion franchise.
That's because NCAA was like, y'all not paying them enough. They was like, we can't make a video game if y'all don't allow us to pay them. Because we're not coming out of our money out of this lawsuit.
The NCAA falling apart, dog.
Yes, they are.
Good grief.
And the next few years, it wouldn't surprise me if they get a few more lawsuits.
Yeah. Well, speaking of athleticism, Microsoft Xbox One is going to have a special feature mm-hmm. called Xbox Fitness.
Oh, shit.
It's going to work in tandem with your Kinect. To check out your vitals and monitor your progress, and it can examine your heart rate, measure your muscles, evaluate your performance. The goal is to get you in shape through a series of interactive workout videos.
How is the Kinect gonna check your heart rate?
Yeah, how does it know that?
That's gotta be some new peripherals, right? Like, they can't. First of all, if it can look at you and do this, one, I want an Xbox One immediately, but also I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly. You ask us, but like, hey, you're perspirating there.
Yeah, looks like your heartbeat jumped there, right? Are you lying to me?
Your blood pressure went up.
Xbox, give me cancer.
Right. The Xbox is gonna start talking to you like Hal and shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Rod, I can't do that.
Yeah. It's like, Rod, why are you sweating so hard? It appears that you must be lying. No, I really do need to leave the house. You can't leave the house anymore. I'm locking the doors. Alarm armed.
I love how the Xbox One is going to start playing L.A. Noire with you.
Right? Yeah, we made it too smart by all the video game developments. I can tell that you're lying. Your eyes moved up and to the left. What makes Xbox Fitness so innovative is the feedback it gives you, Sean T said in a statement. The Kinect.
Y'all must have been right.
Oh, shit.
The Kinect sensor can evaluate your form, tell you how high you're jumping, how hard you're punching, and even read your heart rate. It's that little missing piece of validation that hasn't been possible for home fitness products before. Xbox Fitness completes the puzzle.
Oh, shit. Is your Xbox going to turn around and say, hey, Rod, I see you have two other people, and you seem to be chopping up narcotics over there on the table.
Right. The NSA is on their way.
Yes. Do I need to dial 911?
Jillian Michaels, Tracy Anderson, Tony Horton, and Sean T from the Insanity Workout are all gonna be in this shit.
Is the Kinect gonna be able to detect whether or not you are secretly gay, Sean T?
Yes. Wow, you really are working those hips really, really well, Sean.
I don't know how much of a fucking secret that is.
Due to launch in time for the holidays, Xbox Fitness will be free to Xbox owners with live gold memberships valid through December 2014.
Wow.
Okay. That's a selling point right there, man.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm just scared that it's going to turn on while I'm jacking off and be like, wow, your heart rate is really up. Your form was great though.
Your form was great.
That is the best form and technique we've seen in a while. A man blamed Grand Theft Auto for allegedly ramming 9 cars.
He's doing playing while he was driving for real.
Apparently, Zachary Burgess, is accused of having visited Baton Rouge, Louisiana
fast
and ramming 9 cars in a stolen truck. He is also accused of having kept a woman in the truck against her will. This is Grand Theft Auto.
Goddamn.
Yeah. However, NBC 33 reports he could allegedly explain it all once he had been allegedly captured by witnesses, that is. Police claim that they caught up to him. He allegedly told them that he wanted to see what it was like to really play the video game Grand Theft Auto.
Lying
ass motherfucker.
Yeah. Now see, Karen, this is why I was telling you that I don't care how many people get hurt in dogs and shit, because somebody is going to try to use the video game excuse. Because yep. You got to try it. It's like, you got caught trying to fuck a dog. Yeah, man, Grand Theft Auto. That's all. GTA 5 reasons. Y'all figure it out. It might be odd to some that performing some of the questionable actions in Grand Theft Auto might have its moments, but it's also its illegalities. You know what I would like to see is someone blame a game that the shit isn't in. Like, oh man, Mario Kart.
They're like, sir, that's rated G for everybody. Yeah.
Sir, there's no dog fighting in Mario Kart. Yeah, man, Mario Kart, man. I just couldn't help myself.
Dog in the game.
Yeah.
I would like to see something similar to that, only, you know, sir, why did you throw that turtle shell at him?
Yeah. How come nobody tries to break a brick with their head?
Right, you know? Exactly.
Nobody's jumping into, like, walls and shit like, I thought it was going to break. I'm so stupid because of video games, guys.
There was no coins to fill out. No coins, sir.
Why are you eating mushrooms, sir, at Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah. I grew bigger.
Right. Fuck. Stop stomping your fellow friends. Well, I thought he was a Goomba. My bad. Like,
yeah. After 13 years, video game consoles will be allowed in China again. There was a 13-year ban on video game consoles in China.
That's why the handhelds were selling like crazy.
What was the reason behind the ban?
Dude, it's China.
All right, that makes sense to me. I accept that.
It's a ban that didn't make all that much sense in the first place because gamers in China just diverted their attention towards PC games and mobile games. Either way, 13 years later, it looks like the ban on video game consoles and effectively console games in China will finally be lifted. Chinese fans of Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation can finally rejoice. Man, what the fuck are those lines gonna look like?
Oh, they're gonna be nuts.
Woo! You think waiting for an iPhone 5 was crazy? Nigga, when you got to wait for the Xbox, it's gonna be insane in China.
And my thing is this. I wonder, in the long run, will the handheld sales drop? Handheld sales drop like they did in America?
Yeah, of course. PCs and handhelds will drop some, I think. But it's just gonna be crazy, because you're gonna be like, if I read this, if I was reading this article right now in China, I just go stand in front of a Best Buy
right now. But like, the game don't even come out for 3 months. That's all right. I will be right here.
It's like, when are they coming out? Well, in China, they won't be coming out till 2014. All right, I'm good. I'll just stay here. I got my $300. We'll wait to see. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I was Microsoft or Sony, I wouldn't even, I'd be like, don't worry about the PlayStation 4. Don't worry about that shit. Here's the PlayStation 2.
Yep.
Here's an Xbox One. You just keep with that shit. We got you covered.
I'd start sending them all the old surplus shit.
Yep.
Like, all those broke Xboxes, I'd send them all the red light.
Refurbish them and send them over
there. Here's the Red Ring of Death Xboxes. Y'all welcome.
Yeah. Look, it's China. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Y'all welcome, by the way. I'm like,
13.
They'll just be, they'll probably think it's supposed to work that way. Hey, I got these red rings. It's pretty cool, right? How does it work? Yeah, you turn it on, the red rings come on, man. It's dope. Y'all trying to come over the house and watch Red Rings tonight? The ban was originally put in place in 2000. Parents were worried that these games could corrupt the minds of their children, and the government responded to the public outcry with an outright ban on all console games. Wow. Of course, I wonder if any of the parents are like, whoa, I didn't think y'all guys were going to take it that serious. Just hoping we can get a rating system. Nope, too late. Everything's banned. I mean, you know, we could use like the ESRB. I mean, it's not like kids have to play the game. Nope, fuck it. Nobody gets games because of you assholes.
Isn't this the country that like throws away babies if they're not a certain gender or some shit like that?
Used to, man. Get over it. Like, that was 3 months ago.
Yeah. Why are you bringing up old shit? Of course, gamers got a game and computers were perfectly legal. So everyone just jumped it over to PC instead. And the gray market survived just fine and imported hardware and software. Even so, lifting the ban could represent a huge opportunity for video game industry at large, because new consoles and console games can be marketed at an additional population of over 1 billion people. There's a definite, man, you think they got shortages in America now for pre-orders?
You're never getting an Xbox One.
Never.
Oh, man, and could you imagine the people that actually work at the place, that shit just being stole. They were like, man, I'll work where we make this shit and send it over to America. I got you.
Now, of course, the games themselves still need to be approved individually by China's Ministry of Culture.
Oh, Lord.
So
y'all niggas ain't getting GTA 5. You can hang that up.
Yep. Y'all going to be playing Super Happy Fun Time and a bunch of other shit that y'all don't want to play.
Sleeping Dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. just Sleeping Dogs. It's gonna literally be Sleeping Dogs. Like,
right.
Dogs are gonna be asleep because you're not allowed to do any of the shit in that game in China. Yeah. So that's gonna that gift and a curse, right? Well, hey, that was the Nerd Off today, man. Very fast episode. We moved through all the topics. Really enjoyed our guests from the Nerdpocalypse, Jay and Micah. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
We had a good time. Thank you, man.
No doubt, man. Make sure you guys go check them out. Check out their podcast, man. Check out their movie podcast. It's some good guys, man. We appreciate them coming through. You fit right in.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Karen, for being on the show also.
Anytime.
No doubt. And, we will be back, not next week, but the week after next with another, Nerd Off, man. I'm sure lots of nerd shit will be happening. So until then, peace out, guys.